anti-migrant, anti-nationality and racist sentiments have for the first time become the most prevalent motive for hate crimes, according to New Garda figures. Hate has emerged as a motive primarily in public order offences, but also in minor assaults and criminal damage, with the largest proportion of crimes recorded in Dublin. Craig Hughes of the Irish Daily Mail, you've been taking a look at this. What do these figures reveal, and what are some of the particular crimes that are being reported?
Well, I guess the headline figure is that there was 651 hate crimes and hate-related non-crime incidents reported to the Gardaí in 2023, and that's a 12% increase on the previous year. And if we look at what some of them are, I think 36% of the incidents involved a racial motive, while 18% involved an anti-nationality motive, some 16% involved an anti-sexual orientation motive, and some incidents also involve more than one discriminatory motive. But I guess why this is kind of pertinent is because we've been grappling with the political hot topic of the hate speech legislation, which has been, initially welcomed by all members or by all of the Oireachtas. Then we've seen massive swords of the Oireachtas go against it. I think including Sinn Féin wanted now to be dropped, and within the government parties, there was a backbench revolt against it, which has led to it, I guess, being in a bit of a hiatus. The Minister for Justice is due to go back and make some tweaks based on her listening to these concerns. I think it's due to come back into the Senedd, but this will kind of, for her, I guess, refocus and say, here's why we need to upgrade our hate speech legislation.
Emer Curry of Fine Gael is due back into the Senedd, the Minister on a listening tour. Are concerns being listened to that have been raised by some government spokespeople and obviously opposition parties, or does this data bolster what was there in the first instance by the government when it comes to hate crime legislation?
Well, it wasn't just the statistics that were released today. I mean, the Council of Europe came out this weekend with recommendations that all countries in Europe need to up their game when it comes to hate crime legislation. And this is something that we've been working on since 2021. It had overwhelming support in the Dáil. What we've said is there are concerns that have been raised in relation to the incitement to hatred or violence. And the Minister has said that she intends to work on amendments in relation to that and concerns around the protection of freedom of expression and also the threshold for incitement of offences, making that clear. But I want to be clear that this is a priority for in the programme for government. This has to be a priority for us, that we cannot have people being targeted because of their identity. And that's not the kind of place that I think that we want to live in. We want to make sure that people are protected from those sorts of crimes. I think we've seen the psychological damage that it has. We also have seen on this island what the effect hate speech can have and how long it can take to reconcile. So this should be a priority.
Pat Daly of Sinn Féin, briefly on hate crime legislation.
Well, there's two sides to this bill. There's the hate speech side of things and there's the hate crime. And the statistics today refer to the hate crime side of things. And it's amazing that the minister might be on a listening tour, whatever she's calling it, because we had the heads of bill and we had the pre-legislative scrutiny and seven subsequent stages of the passage of the bill through the Oireachtas. And it was Minister McEntee, Simon Harris, when he was standing in as Minister for Justice, into the Justice Committee. Many amendments were put in. They didn't listen to any of them apart from very, very minor technical amendments. And now, because they've felt the pressure, they are turning on it. But, you know, let's be clear, a statement more than anything else that this type of behaviour is unacceptable is important. Now, I see that there's three sides to the hate crime side. There's criminal damage, there's the assaults, and then there's the public order. And we did raise proportionality arguments about the public order side of
Marian
things.
Marian Harkin, just briefly on this.
Well, today we're looking at statistics for hate crime. Hate speech is not mentioned here. So we'll stay with the information we have in front of us. And I suppose the first thing all of us would say is that to see an increase in the numbers is absolutely shocking. And I suppose I can't even fully understand it, because somebody is walking along and just the randomness of it, you don't expect it. It can come out of anywhere and for a number of different reasons. So I listened carefully to the Chief Superintendent, Padraig Jones, this morning when he was speaking. And he said of all of those crimes, 548 are at various levels of investigation. So at least we know know that the system is dealing with them as it should.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very easy to say why.
Our thanks to all of our panellists tonight, Eimear Curry, Pat Daly, Marion Harkin, Craig Hughes. That's all we have time for this evening.